T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I think a great line from the Junks this morning about Dan Snyder, considering all the details and all the allegations and all of the just terrible behavior. The Junk said, he's shown over the years that he's a world-class creep. I don't think there's a ton to argue with there. Now, once the committee, what does a committee do? Adjourn? Is that when they're done?
Yeah, adjourn when they're done.
What is it when they begin?
Convene.
Convene. Bang. Has the committee convened yet, Mr. Mullins?
Not yet.
Okay.
I know this isn't going to shock you, but the politicians didn't show up on time.
Hey, back up a little bit. Let me see it. That's what this whole thing is about right there. You see on Branch Grandstanding, putting herself. Isn't it a committee? Why is one person just being shown?
Well, I think that's like a graphic with her quotes.
I don't care. Put more than one person. They sent it to us and say, which one you want to show? Use this one. True.
I think it is worth pointing out, like, we've talked about how bad the behavior is repeatedly, and it's obvious. Like, I don't think that needs – what I think is interesting is the new details and allegations. Mm-hmm. But let's be clear that as far as grandstanding goes, both sides are doing it here because the – the Snyder camp has tried to bury as much information as possible and make this as difficult as possible. Like, we know that from the reporting, too.
And you reported on that.
Yeah, right. I'm just saying, like, we're trying to call it down the middle, but in no way is it not obvious that for a long time this was a broken organization on every level.
Hell, I believe I've been discussing it for some years, and I was called a hater because of it. So it is what it is. But I also understand that, you know, like you said, call it down the middle. You got to look at both sides. Both sides have their points. Things are bad, and we understand what has started to happen in the political world now, where people rather put their personal stuff out there instead of really taking care of the broad base of who they're supposed to be representing, which is an issue.
Yeah, I mean, they're not even ready. It's game time. You know how we made a big deal about the Commanders being unable to take first quarter leads?
And third quarter leads. Same thing.
They don't even have the team on the field.
Hmm.
I don't know enough about congressional hearings. I don't think I've ever even attended one.
It's been planned for 6 months.
I've been in the Senate once. I've been in like the Senate chamber, I suppose it's called. But I don't think it was a hearing. I think it was just regular debate, regular parliamentary procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So for a hearing, I don't know. I'm texting with Pete now. Pete Haley's there. You can follow him on Twitter for some updates. He says Maloney just got there, the chairwoman, but there's still lots of seats empty, including the chair they put out for Dan Snyder.
But that one's going to be empty.
Well, and they gave it a bottle of water and a little
but be honest with you, though, I mean, this is her show, per se.
I think she
listen, this is how I am. When I've been in situations where, let's say I'm the person calling someone to court, or I'm the one that called the meeting. Meeting starts at 11. That's when I become like Tom Coughlin. I'm already in the chair, 10:45. I'm ready to go.
This is interesting. This is from Ben Fisher. Ben covers the NFL for Sports Business Journal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just seeing this on Twitter, and this is actually from Politico. Our friend Ben White works at. Ben Fisher says, for more on the House Oversight Committee's motivations, read this. New York redistricting has put its chairwoman in the fight of her life for re-election against Jerry Nadler, also a veteran lawmaker with a strong base of support. There's a primary in August. Kind of interesting.
Listen, I'm sure everyone has their own personal reasons and things of that nature. It doesn't make anything that had happened less bad. I guess I put it like that. There you go.
Everything that happened is awful.
Yeah, so it doesn't make anything less awful. But ultimately, we know how things are. I just, like, I the text you sent me last night, you said about how long it took. It's been, this thing has been in the making for 6 months. Why aren't they already sitting down working this? I've been trying to get you here. Let's go. Let's get it done. Let's go through the thing. We know one person's not coming. So guess what? All our attention go on the man that's here. Let's ask Roger Goodell some questions, see what he got to say. Let's move.
I think Congress has legitimate reason to question Roger on the oral report.
Yeah.
Because it's nonsense.
I agree.
But he's got his talking points. He's going to stick to them.
He's going to try and stick to them. They're going to ask questions. But ultimately,
there's also a question of this, B. If you think of, so the details came out last night in the Will Hobson piece in the Washington Post. Allegedly, Snyder groped this woman on a flight back from Vegas. And that's what led to the $1.6 million lawsuit. If the Wilkinson report got all the information they wanted, shouldn't Roger already know that?
That's what I'm saying. See, this is look, JP. I'm no expert. I'm no judicial guy, no police officer, no investigator. But what I learned about reporting today, we report stuff last minute to the public. They don't know. The people that are sitting in that room probably know all the stuff that's going on. Roger probably knew all of that stuff. I think Beth Wilkerson probably got to it because we heard that she wanted to recommend that he's suspended or out or whatever. They didn't want to hear that, and they definitely didn't want that in writing. But when a reporter releases it, they're trying to get public sentiment at that point. And when we hear something for the first time, oh, man, they probably already heard it. They probably dissected everything there. And it's nothing new to them. But guess what? Now you have the multitude going, I can't believe all of that happened. Well, all these decisions were made when they knew it. That's why I've learned to not get highly emotional when stuff comes out at the last minute, because those that are involved probably know everything that is released. We don't. So we start to feel like, oh, this is going to break the back. Well, it didn't break it when they first looked at it. They came out with decisions. They made their decision on what they were going to do. They came out with their punishments. So if they didn't do anything based off of when they heard it then, what makes us think that now, because it came out publicly, it's going to change it? Do they think it's going to get the Ray Rice effect? Ray Rice thing was totally different.
All right. I believe the hearing is set to begin here any moment. Pete Haley, who's there, boots on the ground in Congress, has said that it's his understanding this hearing could go till 3 o'clock, and it could include an intermission to give Goodell a break. If I had to guess,
we're not taking that part.
The intermission, no.
Right, he go down the damn Capitol Grill. I'm not gonna sit here and wait till you come back from eating.
I believe my guess is the Republican Congress. Members of Congress that are there are going to hit Goodell about, like, Deshaun Watson, perhaps, and the Democrat. I think everybody that shows up to this hearing is going to want a pound of flesh on Roger Goodell, because mm-hmm. everybody will, I think he'll get hammered about Dan and the Commanders and what he knew and why was it oral and all these things. But I also think it'll get
if this is a congressional committee about all of the workplace stuff at with the Washington Commanders, if I'm Roger Goodell, I'm not answering any more questions today but those.
Yeah. I that's reasonable. I mean, for him to show up, you would think they've given him an idea of what it's going to be about. All right, here we go. U.S. House Oversight Committee Chairman Carolyn Maloney beginning the proceedings.
For being here. Our hearing today is about protecting women and all workers from sexual harassment, intimidation, and bullying in the workplace. We will examine one notoriously toxic workplace, the Washington Commanders football team, and the response from the NFL. During football season, millions of Americans tune in to watch their favorite teams. The NFL and its teams collect tens of billions in revenues, thanks in part to federal benefits. The NFL and its teams have one of the biggest platforms in America. So what happens in the NFL has consequences for the rest of our country. The committee launched an investigation last October after the NFL refused to release the findings of an internal investigation into the widespread sexual misconduct at the Washington Commanders. The committee requested these findings, but the NFL and the Commanders have refused to produce them, while also withholding more than 40,000 documents collected in their internal review. This lack of transparency suggests that rather than protecting women, the NFL is hoping to sweep this controversy under the rug, just as powerful men like Dan Snyder have done for decades. Today, we will hear from Roger Goodell, Commissioner of the NFL. I am glad he is participating, and I hope we will finally get more transparency about what the NFL found and why Mr. Goodell has worked so hard to keep it secret. We also invited Daniel Snyder to testify today. But rather than show up and take responsibility for his actions, he chose to skip town. Apparently, Mr. Snyder is in France, where he has docked his luxury yacht near a resort town. That should tell you just how much respect he has for women in the workplace. Mr. Snyder's absence is all the more telling, given that the committee released new evidence today that Mr. Snyder himself fostered the commander's toxic workplace. According to top executives, he fired women, but not men, who engaged in relationships with other employees while defending male executives accused of sexual harassment. And he kept employees from speaking out through a culture of fear. As one longtime employee described Mr. Snyder's tactics, quote, if you don't obey, intimidate. If you still don't obey, terminate. Finally, the employee added, quote, if that didn't work, buy them off, end quote. The committee has also uncovered evidence that Mr. Snyder conducted a shadow investigation to target his accusers, pin the blame on others, and influence the NFL's own internal review. He filed phony lawsuits to collect private phone records, emails, and text messages. The committee has a copy of a dossier created by Mr. Snyder using the information he collected. And in this dossier is absolutely astonishing and extremely disturbing. It shows the lengths Mr. Snyder went to harass, intimidate, and silence his accusers, including journalists, attorneys, and former employees, anyone involved. It starts here just naming journalists that he wants to investigate and investigated. He sent private investigators to former cheerleaders' homes, and he offered hush money to buy their silence. The NFL was aware of his actions, but failed to stop him. We obtained a secret legal agreement between the NFL and the Commanders that enabled Mr. Snyder to prevent the disclosure of documents and information, including to this committee. Some have argued that protecting women isn't worthy of this committee's time. I strongly disagree, and I'm not alone. In April, six attorneys general condemned the NFL for its ongoing failure to address sexual harassment and gender discrimination across the league. The NFL itself has launched new investigations based on evidence brought to light by the committee. For more than two decades, Dan Snyder refused to protect the women who worked for him from the toxic culture he created. The NFL has also failed to protect these women. Now I believe it is up to Congress to protect them and millions more like them. We have introduced two bills, along with committee members, to do exactly that. Our first bill, the Accountability for Workplace Misconduct Act, will require employers to conduct thorough investigations and share the outcome with victims, and it will prohibit employers from using non-disclosure agreements to conceal workplace misconduct, one of Dan Snyder's favorite tactics. Our second bill is the Professional Images Protection Act. Our investigation confirmed that the Commanders secretly created lewd videos of cheerleaders for the private enjoyment of Dan Snyder. That is despicable, and our bill will create notice and consent requirements for employers who use their employees' professional images. Let me also assure my colleagues that we can protect workers while also making progress on other important issues. Just this month, our committee held a crucial hearing on gun violence and advanced legislation to protect LGBTQI rights. And next week, we will be holding a bipartisan hearing with President Biden's drug czar on the opioid crisis. But today, our focus is on protecting women in the workplace, and I believe that issue merits our full attention. In February, the committee held a roundtable where we heard directly from several courageous former team employees. Before I yield, I'd like to remind everyone what they said about the harassment they endured and the need for accountability, and they asked Congress to act. We will now play a video.
I experienced many work firsts there. First bonus, first promotion, first office potluck, first employee hire, first threat of physical violence by a supervisor, first hostile work environment, first public humiliation, first sexual assault.
I learned that placing me strategically by the owner at a work dinner after this networking event was not for me to discuss business, but to allow him, Dan Snyder, to place his hand on my thigh under the table.
Those that sit here today and many others came forward at great personal risk. We did our part believing that what we were doing would help employees across the country, but to our shock and our disappointment, the NFL did nothing.
I stand before you here today, reliving these difficult memories to try to make a change for other women at the team, in the league, the industry, and the workplace. There are just some of the stories that the Washington football team and the NFL have tried so hard to hide. I want to shine a light on the toxic workplace that we endured and to plead with the NFL to release the report from the Wilkinson investigation.
This is not just about the Washington football team and its employees. It's about the millions of women in workplaces across the country who endure harassment every day in our everyday lives.
Today is when Democrats and Republicans can come together and ensure that what we experienced will not happen anywhere else throughout this country. Today is when we can make a difference and we can show the American people how impactful Congress can be.
I now yield to my good friend, the ranking member, Mr. Comer, for his opening statement.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. That was opening remarks in a congressional hearing about workplace culture for the Washington Commanders. Some heavy, heavy assertions there. We have to break real quick. We will continue live coverage of this hearing, expecting to hear from Roger Goodell soon. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We will go back live to a congressional hearing, U.S. House Oversight Committee investigating the workplace culture of the Washington Commanders. Joined now, in progress, the vice chairman of the committee.
Commanders organization is never acceptable, not in the NFL and not anywhere. Thank you. I yield back.
The gentleman yields back. I now recognize the gentlelady from North Carolina, Representative Fox, for an opening statement.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Madam Chairman, I'd like to echo the ranking member's comments today. This administration is doing all it can to annihilate America. It's like Nero fiddling while the country burns. It's been widely reported that approximately 72% of Americans think the United States is on the wrong track. Chairwoman, with unanimous consent, I'd like to submit this NBC News poll for the record. Are we...
So ordered.
Thank you. Are we looking into what caused the 40-year high inflation rate? No. Are we examining how the FDA and Biden administration failed to address the baby formula shortage? No. Are we examining how and why teens are purchasing illicit drugs on social media, leading to a record number of overdoses? No. What about the crisis at the southern border? Are we doing anything to address the massive humanitarian and national security catastrophe? No. Instead, this is another day when this committee failed to do what the American people have elected us to do. Last week, we had a hearing on pet collars. Today, a hearing over a single NFL team about workplace conduct that occurred years ago. As the ranking member mentioned in his opening remarks, no one should be subjected to a hostile work environment. Bad actors must be held accountable. This hearing is just another example of Democrats failing to conduct meaningful oversight of the Biden administration and the ongoing catastrophes fueled by President Biden's incompetent policies. The NFL investigated this conduct, and ultimately the team punished the bad actors. The NFL is currently investigating additional claims made. As we sit here today, many American families are wondering how they'll find formula for their babies or formula-dependent children. Families are wondering how they're going to pay for gas to get to their jobs or pay for groceries. Families are struggling to make ends meet, and the Biden administration continues to stand on the sidelines, sticking to their message that a recession is not inevitable. Families are feeling the squeeze now, and there's no end in sight. Children are suffering from extreme learning loss because Democrats bowed to the teachers' unions and kept schools closed for 18 months in some deep blue areas of this country. The issues of the Washington Commanders and the NFL are the last thing on Americans' minds. What is this committee doing to help families working to fix their wounded children and put food on the table? Nothing. We must reevaluate our priorities as members of the Oversight Committee and refocus our energies on overseeing the Biden administration and the federal government to ensure the American people are not left behind. Thank you. I yield back.
The gentlelady yields back. Now we will introduce our witness. We will hear from Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the National Football League. The witness will be unmuted so we can swear him in. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear to affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Let the record show that the witness answered in the affirmative. Thank you. Without objection, your written statements will be made part of the record. With that, Mr. Goodell, you are now recognized for your testimony.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairwoman Maloney, Ranking Member Comer, and members of the committee. I am Roger Goodell, Commissioner of the National Football League, and I'm here today to discuss the NFL's efforts to promote safe and respectful workplaces, including at the Washington Commanders. The Commanders are one of 32 NFL clubs, each of which is managed by its ownership and executives and have their own workplaces and policies. 2 years ago, the Commanders asked me to recommend independent counsel to address workplace issues and recommend changes to improve the workplace culture. We identified several candidates, and the club selected Beth Wilkinson, a distinguished former federal prosecutor. Approximately 6 weeks later, the club asked my office to assume oversight of the Wilkinson firm's work. The Wilkinson firm conducted a comprehensive review of the workplace at the club, interviewing more than 150 witnesses. As a result, we gained a clear understanding of what the workplace had been at the Commanders, how it had begun to change, and what further steps were needed to support our ultimate goal of transforming that workplace to one that is safe and productive for all of its employees. Let me start by expressing my gratitude to the men and women who shared their experiences during the investigation, and to Beth Wilkinson and her team, who did their work with the highest degree of integrity and professionalism. It required substantial courage for many to relive the painful experience and tell their individual stories. No one should experience workplaces like the one they described, especially not in the National Football League. I can say to every victim unequivocally that their willingness to come forward has contributed to a substantially improved workplace. It is clear to me that the workplace in Washington was unprofessional and unacceptable in numerous respects. Bullying, widespread disrespect toward colleagues, use of demeaning language, public embarrassment, and harassment. Moreover, for a prolonged period of time, the Commanders had a woefully deficient HR function, particularly with respect to reporting practices and record keeping. As a result, we imposed unprecedented discipline on the club, monetary penalties of well over $10 million, and requirements that the club implement a series of recommendations and allow an outside firm to conduct regular reviews of their workplace. In addition, for the past year, Daniel Snyder has not attended league or committee meetings, and to the best of my knowledge, has not been involved in day-to-day operations at the Commanders. The cheerleader program has been entirely revamped and is now a co-ed dance team under new leadership. And the most recent independent workplace report, which we have shared with the committee, confirms that an entirely new, highly skilled, and diverse management team is in place, and that there has been, quote, substantial transformation of the team's culture, leadership, and human resources practices, end quote. To be clear, the workplace at the Commanders today bears no resemblance to the workplace that has been described to this committee. We did not receive a written report of Ms. Wilkinson's findings for compelling reasons that continue to this day. A critical element of any workplace review is broad participation by both current and former employees. Encouraging employees to come forward and share their experiences, which were frequently painful and emotional, was essential to identifying both the organization's failures and how to fix them. To encourage this participation, Ms. Wilkinson promised confidentiality to any current or former employee. For this reason, shortly after we assumed oversight of Ms. Wilkinson's work, we determined that a comprehensive oral briefing was best to allow us to receive the information necessary, both to evaluate the workplace as it was, and to ensure that the team put in place the policies and processes to reform that workplace, all while preserving the confidentiality of those who participated in the investigation. Oral reports are often used by the NFL and other organizations in conducting internal investigations and for other issues. If appropriate, we will make public a summary of the key findings, as we did here. We have been open and direct about the fact that the workplace culture at the Commanders was not only unprofessional, but toxic for far too long. I'm aware that some victims, including those who appeared before this committee, each of whom was invited to participate in Beth Wilkinson's investigation, have chosen to share their experiences publicly, and I fully respect that choice. Many others made a different choice, and it is my responsibility to honor the commitment to protect their confidentiality. I am confident that should there be another investigation at the NFL or our clubs where similar discretion is desired, future witnesses will feel comfortable sharing their experiences, knowing that we do not go back on our word. When the committee has asked questions or requested documents which could violate witness privacy, we have asserted privilege. We will continue to do so to safeguard our commitment. Earlier this year, the committee heard testimony from several former employees that included new and direct allegations against Mr. Snyder. We promptly engaged former U.S. Attorney Mary Jo White to investigate those allegations. Because those new allegations were brought to the committee in a public setting, we will share the results of that investigation when it is completed, and will take additional disciplinary action if warranted. Since the committee opened its inquiry last October, we have fully cooperated, producing more than 460,000 pages of documents, responding to many written questions, engaging in numerous discussions with committee staff, and I'm appearing voluntarily today. We have not allowed the Commanders or its ownership or counsel to direct or make decisions regarding the work that was done by the Wilkinson firm, the work currently underway by Mary Jo White, or this committee's inquiry. Finally, I want to address the committee's review of non-disclosure agreements. Our policies do not allow a club to use an NDA to bar someone from participating in a league investigation, and nobody who wished to speak to the Wilkinson firm was prevented from doing so by an NDA. We also believe that people who come forward and want to maintain their privacy should be allowed to do so. The assurance that it was safe to participate and that people could rely on the promise to protect their privacy allowed us to do a thorough review and make the necessary changes in the workplace. I have been and remain committed to ensuring that all employees of the NFL and the 32 clubs work in a professional and supportive environment that is free from discrimination, harassment, or other forms of illegal or unprofessional conduct. Thank you for inviting me today, and I will do my best to answer your questions.
Thank you for your testimony and for coming today. I now recognize myself for 5 minutes.
Madam Chair, I have a parliamentary inquiry.
The gentleman is recognized.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, the U.S. Supreme Court case, U.S. versus Watkins, makes clear that Congress's investigative power must be related to and in the furtherance of a legitimate task of Congress. Especially in light of the testimony by Mr. Goodell, How does continuing this hearing actually relate to a legitimate task of Congress in the face of record high inflation, record high gas prices, a completely unsecured border, a fentanyl crisis that is killing more people between the ages of 18 and 45 than any other cause in the United States, a baby formula crisis, a tampon crisis? Madam Chair, the commissioner has just detailed in his own testimony that the Washington Commanders, Redskins, whatever you choose to call them, have been held accountable. They've made necessary reforms to the organization. You got a chair here for Mr. Snyder who told the committee he was
the
not going to be here.
The gentleman will suspend.
But Madam Chair, what is the purpose of this? What is the purpose of this hearing?
The gentleman hearing? Will suspend. This is not about a stated parliamentary inquiry.
That is the parliamentary inquiry, Madam Chair. What is the purpose of it? You can bang the gavel all you want, but I don't really care. What is the purpose of continuing this, Madam Chair? That is the parliamentary inquiry, and how does Congress's business actually be continued? How does Congress's business actually be continued by continuing this hearing?
The gentleman can co-sponsor. Okay. All right, I now recognize myself for 5 minutes for questions. The NFL's decision not to release the findings of an investigation into the toxic workplace culture at the Washington Commanders denied victims and the American people of a full accounting of what transpired at the team for the past 20 years. Today, the committee released new evidence documenting the toxic workplace at the Commanders, details that the NFL had not previously made public. We found that Dan Snyder refused to discipline coaching staff accused of sexual harassment. Instead, according to one executive, he tried to, quote, make the problem go away, end quote. We found that Mr. Snyder approved the firing of a cheerleader for having a relationship with a male team member, but took no action against the male employee. And we found that Mr. Snyder orchestrated a shadow investigation, sending private investigators to the homes of former employees, terrifying them, offering hush money, and compiling a dossier on his accusers. Commissioner Goodell, do you think this is acceptable behavior for the owner of an NFL team? Mr. Goodell.
Chairwoman Maloney, that is exactly why we took this issue so seriously. It's exactly why we engaged an independent investigation with Beth Wilkinson and her firm. She had full access to be able to engage with anyone who
reclaiming my time. I have very limited time, and thank you for appearing and for your testimony. We don't know how much more information is still out there because the NFL has refused to make the findings of the Wilkinson investigation public. Commissioner Goodell, yes or no, will you commit today to providing this committee the full findings of the NFL's internal investigation while protecting the identities of the confidential witnesses? Mr. Goodell.
We gave a summary report, Madam Chairwoman. The report was broad in its nature, but specific to the fact that the culture at the Washington football team for too long was toxic and incorrect. We made a commitment to protect their identities. We are going to continue to do that and make sure that we protect
Commissioner
that for not only this investigation, but also...
Respectfully, Mr. Commissioner, reclaiming my time, because we have limited time. You have claimed you are withholding this information because you are protecting the privacy of witnesses. But many victims, even in this room, and witnesses have publicly stated that they want this information to be released. And the NFL has made other investigations public, and I thank you for that, including the 2014 investigation into the workplace misconduct at the Miami Dolphins. Respectfully, Mr. Commissioner, for full accountability, we must have transparency. Mr. Snyder, of course, has refused to testify today,
We thank you for making the Dolphins report public. We'd like to have the Wilkinson's report made public. And I'm asking you, what specific steps will the NFL take to hold Mr. Snyder accountable for refusing to testify before Congress?
Madam Chairwoman, I do not have any responsibility for whether he appears before Congress. That is not my choice. That
okay,
is his choice.
Let me stop you right here. Mr. Snyder has not been held accountable. His refusal to testify sends a clear message that he is more concerned about protecting himself than coming clean with the American people. If the NFL is unwilling or unable to hold Mr. Snyder accountable, then I am prepared to do so. That is why I am announcing now my intent to issue a subpoena for the testimony of Mr. Snyder for a deposition next week. The committee will not be deterred in its investigation to uncover the truth of workplace misconduct at the Washington Commanders. Finally, I'd like to talk about how we're going to fix this problem, not just expose it, but fix it. Last week, along with many of my colleagues, we introduced two bills to ensure that employers like Dan Snyder cannot abuse non-disclosure agreements to silence employees and cannot film their employees and use the films without their consent. Commissioner, do you support the intent of these legislative reforms?
Yes, Madam Chairwoman, we've had an opportunity to be able to see your outline of this legislation or both these legislation and concept. We certainly support it and be happy to work with your staff. While I have the microphone, I'd also like to say respectfully that Dan Snyder has been held accountable. As I mentioned in the opening, he faced unprecedented discipline, including financial fines, being removed and away from the team at his request for a period of time, up to the year now already. And secondly, and more importantly, a transformation of that organization that has gone on in the last year, which is really important to the employees that are there now. And I hope because of the individuals that came forward in the context of this investigation, they helped us make those changes. And we accepted every one of the workplace recommendations by Beth Wilkinson. And we think that it's had a dramatic impact, as you've seen from the independent and audit that was done just before your hearing back in February that indicated a substantial transformation of the organization, which it was our ultimate objective.
Thank you very much for your testimony. I want to thank you for your support of the legislation,
Madam Chair,
which we intend to pass and protect employees, not only at the Commanders, but across this nation. I yield back.
Madam Chairman.
And now recognize Ms.
Madam
Fox
Chairman.
For 5 minutes.
Mr. Norman.
Mr.
Chairman, I got a parliamentary inquiry. Following up on what Mr. Donalds raised, by what authority is this committee investigating a
major, major news there as Chairwoman Carolyn Maloney of the U.S. House Oversight Committee says the intention is to issue a subpoena to have Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder appear before the committee next week. This is escalating. Don't go anywhere. We will continue with the hearing of workplace culture surrounding the Washington Commanders.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.